repeat after me. I, Eric Winstrom, do solemnly swear.
I, Eric Winstrom, do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Florida.
The Constitution of the State of Florida.
And the ordinances of the City of Pensacola.
And the ordinances of the City of Pensacola.
And that I will faithfully execute my duties as Chief of Police.
And that I will faithfully execute my duties as Chief of Police.
For the City of Pensacola and its citizens.
For the City of Pensacola and its citizens.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Judge.
Yes, yeah, it was a good day yesterday. It was a good day to officially get the chief sworn in. I mean, he was functioning as the chief, but sometimes ceremony follows the reality. But yeah, this was great. And, you know, it was everything that I already knew to be true of Chief Winstrom. You know, I've had a chance to get to know him in a fairly short period of time, fairly well. Smart, capable, funny, serious cop, effective cop. But, you know, as most cops have, a little bit of a sense of humor.
Roman Saliva, who fought the good fight in legal affairs on the good side of the good guys with me for years.
This is in the thanking people part.
Bob Boyk, who was my boss during some of the most difficult times in Chicago police history. And Jacob Alderton, who actually was my partner, my detective partner, introduced me to my wife as payback for me teaching him how to be a good detective. You're welcome. So
I taught him how to be a good cop, and he gave me my wife as payback. How to take it.
My parents are here, Bill and Lonnie, new to Pensacola. They actually closed on a house before Rachel and I did. So that's dedication and love for you. Thank you. And now,
which, by the way, when the mayor made the joke that he's brought more Winstroms to town than he knew was coming, it's true. Like, his family all kind of moved here with him, apparently.
Years ago, I was in a room like this. I had a big speech to give, and I was trying to get all my family members and loved ones there. And my sister was sitting right in front of me, and I left her out. And I have not heard the end of it for all those years. So my sister Lisa's here.
No, but wait. He's going to get her back. You ready?
My favorite sibling, Robert, could not make the trip from Montana, but nonetheless, still my favorite sibling. And, of course, the most important people in my life in here, you guys are all my motivation, all my support, my wife, Rachel, my daughter, Connor, and my son, Molly, who graduated eighth grade last night. Congratulations, buddy.
Now, yes, he did swap the genders there by mistake. I mean, everybody makes mistakes. Did you catch it? Here, I'll play it one more time. It happened fast.
My son, Molly, graduated eighth grade last night. Congratulations, buddy.
And my daughter. Yeah, so no, not quite. But it's okay. I mean, you know, it's a big day. So what does he want to do as a cop?
We ask our personnel to interact with the public in a way that they would want their family to be treated. So we have to create a culture of family inside the Pensacola Police Department.
He has said that in every interview, and I don't mean that as a criticism. I mean that as that's a core value for him, is that that's how you police. And you remember his stories, like his brother had gotten arrested for drug use back during the war on drugs, and that was the reason he got interested in the law and holding cops accountable, and then actually became a cop on the inside. And, you know, I mean, like, that's his background. It's visceral to him that good policing means treating people like you would want your family to be treated.
A lot of good people have dedicated their lives to making this city, to make Pensacola a great city. Matthew 5:9 says, blessed are the peacemakers, not the peace hopers or peace wishers, peacemakers. Mm. And peace takes intentional action. So I feel so blessed to have a mayor and city council who recognize how vital good policing is to peace and success in our city.
And if I can digress for a second, blessed are the shalom makers. I mean, I know it's the New Testament. It's not written in Hebrew, but still. And shalom is more than just the absence of conflict. Shalom is the presence of prosperity and community and meaningfulness. And so, yeah, the idea that blessed are those who work towards that. We sometimes think about the police primarily and only working towards the thwarting of crime, but, you know, like all of us, working towards the creation of harmony and beauty and prosperity and community, the peace of plenty, not just the peace of absence of conflict, right?
And we will ensure the public safety is provided in a manner that holds real offenders accountable and never undermines the city's trust and well-being. Successful policing also takes standing next to the community when support is needed outside of the police world. And again, thank you so much Dr. Wesley for pointing that out, that we are all in this together.
Yeah, Lonnie Wesley was there doing the invocation in the beginning. He took time to mention the Gulf Coast Kids House particularly because how we take care of our kids is everything, you know, both those who have been mistreated or abused and just the rest of the kids as well. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened at Bauer Road and Lillian Highway. Just seeing some minor delays on Lillian Highway associated with that. I-10, I-110, all look good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Eric Winstrom, the new chief of police for Pensacola, talking about the city, the department, what it means.
The 16 names of the fallen on the memorial outside police headquarters are a reminder that looking around this room, we are surrounded by heroes. Heroes who work long hours, miss out on family events, deal with constant uncertainty and danger, struggle with years of trauma, and are expected every day to interact with people who are having their worst day and acting their worst as if they are not allowed to have one bad day.
That's right.
To the PPD family doing the work, thank you.
Yeah, cops aren't allowed to have bad days. I mean, it's an unfair expectation. Just like, you know, umpires aren't allowed to make mistakes, cops aren't allowed to have bad days, even though they're human, but that's the expectation.
We want Pensacola to be the safest city for everyone's family, and we want everyone to be proud of our police department. This team is going to work our hardest to make that happen. I met so many people who lived here years ago and just recently felt drawn back to make Pensacola their home. I'm so thankful, Mr. Mayor, that you've given me this great opportunity and that it can be our home too. Something special is happening here, and my family and I are so honored to be part of it. Thank you.
Now, I think a lot of times it's not, I wanted you to hear from Chief, of course, but I think sometimes you gain insights into people by what other people say about them as well. And, you know, he, former partners and former bosses and obviously lots of family were there with him yesterday. But then Matt Coverdale, who is now the deputy chief of police and former captain and, yeah, I mean, it's technically still a captain, but, you know, used to be on SWAT and all this stuff. And, I've known Matt for a long time. Matt's a very, very capable cop. Matt's a cop's cop, but he's like, I think his background is military, if I remember correctly, before he came into law enforcement. But anyway, so he took a moment. It was kind of funny.
All right. Against my better judgment, I'm going to go off script. Miss Laura puts this all together for us and does a phenomenal job, and we thank her greatly. I think she probably just passed out or had a sigh when I said that, wherever she is. Thank you, Laura, for putting this all together. Greatly appreciate it.
I think he's talking about Laura Major, if I'm not mistaken.
But I want to tell you a quick story. We ended up meeting Chief. So Chief came to the department, met him for the first time, shook his hand. And I was like, ooh, I think this guy's taller than I am. Don't like that. That's not a good start. And some people are poser tall. They have, like, tall shoes or they do their hair up. Not the case.
Because he's bald.
I almost didn't make that joke, meeting his dad today and all his friends. I think to be in that circle, you may have to shave your head. So I don't know.
Because they're all bald. And you know what was so adorable is I don't know who was responsible for running the cameras in the city council chambers yesterday, but they were smart. They were like a TV, you know, producer. They flipped to view the audience and panned across all of the bald people. It was really well done.
But shortly after, worked together for a little bit, and we all went to lunch. Command staff said, come to lunch with us. He said, absolutely. Which saying yes in itself was a big thing. So he came to lunch, and I said, I wanted to get his first impressions soon, because I knew it would be fleeting. It's like, what took you by surprise? What was your first impression when you came here? And he said, without hesitation, he goes, how nice everybody is. I said, everybody, like, the community, like, the town's nice. There's nice people. They wave at you. And he's like, no. He said, yes, absolutely that. He goes, the department has been so welcoming. The city has been so welcoming and supportive of the administration. And I think sometimes, hearing that took me back. I think sometimes we can take that for granted, living in such an amazing place. But for me to y'all, I want to thank you. Thank you to the department members. Thank you to the community. Thank you to the administration and the city for being so open and welcoming and bringing us a phenomenal chief. So thank y'all. Appreciate it. Thank you. we will ask for that continued support throughout, and we won't take it for granted.
And the reason I included that last bit is because, you know, I've asked the chief a couple of different times, you know, what do you see with your new eyes? Because by the time you've been in there a couple of months, it's no longer new to you, right? It's just kind of how it is. And I really appreciate that Deputy Chief Coverdale was able to bring out that what he saw as new and different and unusual was the tone of our community compared to Chicago, even compared to Michigan, you know, it's different. And if you live here a long time, you tend to forget that. But it really is. I mean, I remember coming here for the first time. I'm like, man, everybody's so nice. Southern town, it's great. And it's a part of who we are. And it is easy to sometimes take it for granted and, you know, moan and complain about the, you know, really the kind of the small stuff. But anyway, I thought that was a kind of a neat little moment. 720 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So congratulations, Chief. Good to have you and your extended family here in town with us. There was another kind of a cool thing I got to be a part of yesterday. Now, I want to warn you in advance. This is a simulation. But the Santa Rosa County Emergency Management had their annual pre-hurricane season drill, just like Escambia does, just like everybody does. And they had asked me to be a part of it in providing, like, radio reports in time over the course of the activation, the exercise, as if the thing were happening and I was reporting it on the radio with uncertain information and breaking news. So here's what they got to hear yesterday at the EOC in Santa Rosa.
Andrew McKay here, returning now to our continuing coverage on News Radio 92.3 out of Santa Rosa County, where new and concerning information is coming in. Authorities are now investigating reports that a power substation on Randy Brown Road, just outside of Milton, has received extensive damage and is on fire. Early reports from the scene indicate some sort of explosion or impact may have caused significant damage to electrical equipment, leading to widespread power issues in parts of the surrounding area. Residents have reported flickering lights and outages as crews work to assess the situation. At this hour, officials have not confirmed what the explosion or impact is, and it remains unclear whether this incident is connected to the earlier reports of explosions in the sky. Obviously, we don't want to jump to any conclusions, and certainly we're working hard to run down any possibilities, but emergency responders and utility crews are on site, and the area around Randy Brown Road is being secured as a precaution. Residents are urged to avoid the area and to prepare for potential extended outages while repairs are underway. We are actively working to gather more details. We'll bring you updates as soon as they are confirmed. Again, reports of a power substation struck by an unknown object outside Milton, contributing to ongoing power disruptions across Santa Rosa County. Stay with us here on News Radio for continuing coverage of this developing situation. I'm Andrew McKay.
So I just thought it was, by the way, none of this happened. This is in case you like just turned on the radio. None of this happened. This was yesterday at the EOC during the hurricane emergency preparation drill. And I just thought it was such a clever idea to help stage the thing and to create it like it was a real event. Because, you know, you don't know what's going on. You're scant information and kind of learning as you go. And then, you know, there's going to be social media reports. They're going to be wrong. And then there's going to be radio reports. They're going to be partially informed or whatever. So anyway, I'll play more of this. But I first of all, I thought it was a really clever idea. I was super honored that they asked me to participate in it. And I heard some feedback from people who really enjoyed the idea. Let's see. 723 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
It's so disappointing to hear people use the name of God flippantly. Ladies and gentlemen, God is not your homeboy, and he's not the man upstairs. His name should not be used to express your stress level. Isaiah 6 says that God is holy, holy, holy. The word holy means set apart or sacred. He's holy God the Father, and holy God the Son, and holy God the Spirit. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. May I humbly suggest to you that you think twice before you devalue the name of the One which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell, but instead I urge you to reverence His precious and wonderful name.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Today at 9, the Pensacola Expert Panel welcomes opening doors of Northwest Florida's Bruce Cady and Vince Wibbs, the Executive Director of Reentry Alliance of Pensacola, assisting returning citizens through a hand up, not a hand out. Opening Doors is the lead agency for the homeless continuum of care in our area. Don't miss the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 with Opening Doors of Northwest Florida, sponsored by Lakeview Center, Northwest Florida's leading behavioral health care provider.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
You're talking about it. We're talking about it.
The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not?
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
Look, there is no right and wrong. There's only fun and boring.
Just know. It's Count Vertigo. It's some old punk music. But I was listening. Somehow YouTube forwarded me to a 2.5 hour best punk songs of 1979 or something like that. I'm like, oh, there's some good stuff in here. I can use that. Not even music I know, but I like. What?
I just said interesting.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Let's see. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Florida West. Did you know that Florida West focuses on attracting and expanding businesses that create jobs?
I sure did.
Increase wages.
Yep.
And strengthen Escambia County's economy.
Amen, brother.
All right, so we've got...
Well, you asked the question.
I know. Well, you answered. All right, so we've got an accident on Airport Boulevard and North W Street. I'm not seeing any slowdowns, but I want you to be aware. Also, still dealing with the accident that happened on Bower Road and Lillian Highway. And as far as delays go, Highway 29 southbound approaching 9 Mile Road, seeing about a 5-minute delay, and that was about it. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you've got a kid in school and you're coming up to summer and they're taking math classes because, you know, they're in school, well, there's one thing you could do, which is let them not practice math for the rest of the summer, and then you might have that summer slide. 50% of students lose the equivalent of 2 months' worth of math skills. And essentially, that's like saying, okay, if they don't practice over the summer, it's like winding them back to whatever their skill level was at in, you know, March or end of February when they start back up again in, you know, September. And instead, what you can do is prepare for that and get ahead and really, you know, look ahead, get ready for new skills, or just keep practicing the things that they're good at so that they're not behind when they start in the fall. The Mathnasium helps with this. You know, one of the things that that people do at Mathnasium, you go and you get a free assessment, okay, and they figure out where your kid is at. But they specifically can gear the program towards making sure that they don't lose ground over the summer, but also get ahead and get prepared, you know, teaching the next year's concepts in advance so that when they come to them in the class, it's all, you know, kind of familiar to them. The assessment is no cost, okay, completely complimentary, of course. I'm a big believer in the Mathnasium product. Our good friends own Mathnasium. My son taught there for a year, so I absolutely believe in that. But the idea for summer is instead of falling behind, catch up, keep up, and get ahead at Mathnasium, located next to Marshall's in the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, commuters in New Delhi apparently spotting posters of Donald Trump on the back of auto rickshaws as part of a U.S. campaign marketing America's 250th anniversary. The ads feature President Trump alongside the Statue of Liberty with the slogan, "Happy Birthday, America." Some rickshaw drivers apparently saying they agreed to carry the posters in exchange for small incentives like tea or repairs to their rickshaw.
All I know is I started thinking about having a really good Reuben. Well, you began by telling me that this was all about some, you know, New Delhi.
Boo.
Go on.
Thank you for that. The ex-wife of Donald Trump Jr. has been diagnosed with breast cancer, Vanessa Trump, posting on Instagram that she's now undergone a procedure this week and is working closely with her medical team. She says she is staying focused and hopeful and getting lots of family support. And Eli Lilly says its new experimental weight loss drug, Retatrutide, I think is the name, has helped patients lose up to 30% of their body weight during late-stage clinical trials. Some participants reportedly lost more than 85 pounds. The drug has not yet been approved, but the company is sending it out for approval later this year.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. We'll talk to the Pensacola Police Department coming up next. Stick around.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Trump says he's willing to give diplomacy more time with Iran, but warns that things could escalate quickly if they don't get the right deal.
Iran's foreign ministry says they are reviewing a new U.S. proposal. This comes as Pakistan's interior minister made a last-minute trip to the Iranian capital of Tehran for talks aimed at moving a possible agreement forward.
Fox's Trey Yang's federal prosecutors announcing charges against former Cuban President Raul Castro in the 1996 downing of civilian planes operated by Miami-based exiles, acting Attorney General Todd Blanche.
Today, we are announcing an indictment charging Raul Castro and several others with conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals.
Castro was Cuba's defense minister at the time. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 76 degrees with partly cloudy skies here across the area. We'll get a more in-depth look at our forecast with Brooke Richardson up in just a few minutes. Eric Winstrom officially sworn in as Pensacola's new police chief yesterday morning. Chief Judge John Simon of Florida's 1st Judicial District administering the oath of office at Pensacola City Hall.
I, Eric Winstrom, do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Florida.
The Constitution of the State of Florida.
And the ordinances of the City of Pensacola.
And the ordinances of the City of Pensacola.
And that I will faithfully execute my duties as Chief of Police.
And that I will faithfully execute my duties as Chief of Police.
For the City of Pensacola and its citizens.
For the City of Pensacola and its citizens.
Mayor D.C. Reeves presided over that ceremony and called choosing the police chief the most consequential decision he can make. As Mayor Winstrom thanked the department, the mayor, and the community, and said there's something special happening in Pensacola. Emerald Coast Utilities Authority has issued a precautionary boil water notice for several addresses in Pensacola. This is after a damaged water main was repaired yesterday. It affects areas including addresses on North Palafox, Pensacola Boulevard, Beverly Parkway, Hanson Boulevard, Brent Lane, and St. John Street, including the Pensacola Christian Academy and St. John Chapel. Residents in that area should boil their water for at least a minute to a rolling boil before they use it for drinking or cooking. That notice is expected to be lifted within 48 hours. A 45-year-old Pensacola man is facing multiple charges after a teenage victim reported years of sexual abuse to school officials. Pensacola police arrested William Shea on May 13th on multiple counts of sexual battery involving children under 12 and between 13 and 17, along with additional charges. According to court documents, the abuse happened over nearly 5 years while Shea and the victim lived together. The 14-year-old reported the abuse to school officials earlier this month. Well, sea turtle season is officially underway in Escambia County. Volunteers with the county's Sea Turtle Patrol recorded the first loggerhead nest of 2026 on Perdido Key Monday morning. Loggerheads account for about 90% of nests in the county, with the green, leatherback, and Kemp's Ridley turtles also nesting on local beaches. City of Pensacola sanitation customers in the East Hill area have a free bulk pickup happening this Saturday. The mayor's neighborhood cleanup runs on the 23rd. Eligible items have to be at the curb by 7 a.m. Accepted items include furniture, appliances, electronics, mattresses, tires, and old paint. Building materials, yard waste, chemicals, and propane tanks will not be collected as a part of that. Check the cleanup map at the City of Pensacola website. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened on Bauer Road and Lillian Highway. Seeing just some minor slowdowns associated with that. Let's see here. Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, seeing a five-minute delay. And I-10 eastbound, right around the Highway 29 exit, just a couple of minutes delay through that construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We will see a small chance of rain today with just about a 20% chance of a few stray showers. Temperatures warming up into the upper 80s for some of us, mid to upper 80s for highs. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping back into the 70s. Heading into your Friday, small chance of rain, about a 30% chance of a isolated shower or thunderstorm. Temperatures around 84 degrees for your high. Overnight Friday, back to your 77. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Cloudy skies, 75 degrees. Your next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime. This is News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Japan's exports climbed 14.8% in April, the fastest pace since January, and solidly beating expectations on a surge in semiconductor shipments. The figure was sharply higher than the 9.3% expected from Reuters. Government data said imports increased 9.7% year-over-year versus an expected 8.3% rise. Anthropic is on track to generate $10.9 billion in revenue during the second quarter. CNBC reports that if Anthropic hits that target, the company will post its first profitable quarter. Anthropic generated $4.8 billion in revenue during the first quarter. Intuit, the parent company of TurboTax, Credit Karma, and QuickBooks, has cut roughly 17% of its workforce. But CEO Susan Goodarzi said the layoffs were designed to streamline operations and improve execution rather than replace workers with artificial intelligence. Goodarzi said on CNBC that, quote, none of it had to do with AI. Futures are down this morning as oil prices increase. That's Your Money Now.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
This June, Osceola Golf Course turns 100 years old. Step into a century of stories with friends and family at Osceola Golf Course. Join Osceola Golf Course for the centennial celebration June 5th through 7th with a story slam, great food, and a free family golf clinic. All weekend, don't miss the $100 tee time special. Range balls included, up to four players. Osceola Golf Course, 100 years strong and still swinging. Osceola Golf Course is owned and managed by Pensacola Parks and Recreation. Visit OsceolaGolf.com for more information.
When did watching TV go from a way to relax to a complicated chore? Well, if you're sick of huge cable bills or endlessly searching for the show everyone's talking about, then welcome to Philo. Philo's the streaming service that respects both your time and your wallet, without needing to cut the stuff you actually love to watch. This means live TV for more than 70 channels like Hallmark, History, A&E, and Lifetime, plus a huge library of blockbuster movies and classic shows, and an easy-to-use, unlimited DVR that lets you save anything you want and skip all the ads when you watch. The best part? You get all this for just $25 a month when you sign up at philo.tv. No hidden fees, no long contracts, just a genuinely great deal. And new users can try it completely free for 7 days. So head to philo.tv, that's philo.tv, and experience a better way to TV. Subscriptions auto-renew at monthly rate plus applicable taxes. Cancel anytime. See terms at philo.tv.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
Again, we are dealing with a tornado warning right now. This is going to be in Santa Rosa County.
At any time.
And Steve, you're looking at the radar. What are you seeing right now?
What you need to know.
Well, on the News Radio ThreatNet radar, the showers are covering the entire north part of Escambia County, moving into the downtown area.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
What you want, what you gonna do when Chevy John Brown comes?
And while we're on the topic of family, I must be honest. I've lost count of how many Winstrom parents and grandparents and relatives have moved here in the last 3 months, but it is a lot. And again, Chief Winstrom's dedication should be applauded here. He is so dedicated knowing that sales taxes to purchase police vehicles are calculated by the city's population that he has moved several, if not dozens, of Winstroms and others to town to increase said tax collection.
His parents included and several others as well. Of course, yesterday, Chief Eric Winstrom now sworn in officially. But, you know, the mayor having a little bit of fun. But that's kind of a statement, right? Because some people had had this idea that, like, Chief was only going to come here for a couple years and then leave. Well, I mean, it sounds like everybody's invested. In fact, he said that his parents closed in their house before he and his wife, Rachel, did. So that's pretty impressive. Joining us now, we have Mike Wood. He is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning. I think that was one of the best lines yesterday during that ceremony from the mayor, how true that is. And like you said, there's no doubt that he's all in, and it's not a stepping stone to something else. He's certainly all in. So it's great to see, and the amount of people. It was a packed house yesterday.
How much were you not responding when Matt Coverdale, now deputy chief, was commenting about his own displeasure about having to do public speaking?
Yeah. Well, listen, that's a huge fear for a lot of people. But when you get into certain positions, you're going to have to do that. And that's just one of those things that, you know, that can be worked with. Nobody, I don't believe, is born to do that. It's something that you acquire. And he did a great job yesterday as well.
Although I'm pretty sure they're not going to let him back on SWAT wearing those glasses. But that age gets all of us, buddy.
I'm wearing some readers right now.
There
Andrew.
You go. That's it. All right. I have some questions. One thing is in the agenda review for city council, they mentioned that there's going to be a SWAT activation, a practice drill over at, is it Old Baptist? And it's also PFD, Pensacola Fire, is going to be involved in this weekend. And also, did I hear next weekend? What's going on here?
Yeah, it's going to be throughout the week.
Okay.
And we're going to take advantage of these buildings because they're all different, and it's something we haven't trained in before. So just like a real scenario, you just don't know the situation with the building that you're about to go into. So every time we can get a different place to go, it's a huge plus. They don't really have to worry about tearing things up and having to repair them if something's accidentally destroyed. So that's what they're going to be doing. There's going to be a lot of police and fire action over in that area in the next week, and that's what's going on. It's just some training.
Very good. I've been kind of talking about the Campus Guardian program because Friday the governor signed this law, so it's only, you know, what, 5 days old. But still, the question for the Escambia County Sheriff, of course, for UWF. UWF says that they are, they're, you know, working on it. No decision has been made. I would expect that they'll say yes. PSC, you know, that came up in their board meeting yesterday. They've actually, they're moving forward with some variant of the Campus Guardian bill that doesn't seem to involve necessarily teachers, but other staff that are security staff that would otherwise not be armed. They're going to look into screening them and arming them. So I support that. But have you, as PPD, had any conversation with, any of the, PCC is now part of the county, but then PSC also, or it's a part of the city, and PSC is also part of the city. So have you guys had any conversation with anybody yet about the Guardian program?
And not that I'm aware of. I'm not in all of these meetings, but if that's something that has been discussed, we'll be able to let you know at a later point. The PSC has their police department, and I'm sure that discussions are being held there as well.
I said it, but now I can't. Is PCC in the city or in the county? It's in the county.
Yeah, that's in the county.
It's in the county.
Yeah,
it was
in the county.
The Baptist, that property got brought into the city a couple years ago. Okay, thank you for clarifying. We haven't had a lot of incidents, which I will take. You know, I will take that for sure, you know. But we also have some more charges on the, let's just call her the Airbnb performance artist.
You know, as a PIO, sometimes you want a story just to die and go away forever. and this one just keeps popping up. And it did again. We've charged this young lady once again with damaging an Airbnb without going into it too much. I believe everybody knows what the situation with this. But this time she caused over $17,000 worth of damage in a single home. So
this is a separate incident. This is a new incident.
Yeah, this is yes. Well, I don't know if it happened when all the others did.
Oh,
it
was
just
okay.
Came to light. I believe that's what the situation is, and we do expect more charges because of more incidents.
Unbelievable. All right. Well, there you go. Okay, hang on for just a second, Mike. We're talking to Mike Wood, the PIO for the Pensacola Police Department. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. I'm not seeing any accidents to report to you right now, but I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. Seeing about a 7-minute delay. But other than that, we look good. And John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. John, back to Mike Wood with the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, I have a generally unserious question for you, but it did make me think about it. You know, when I think it was Matt Coverdale was making the joke yesterday about how maybe, you know, he has to go bald to fit in with the Eric Winstrom crowd. Have they approached you about unhairing?
Well, Mother Nature has. So, you know, we'll see where that goes. I appreciate you bringing that up, but what can you do?
Well, you know, it's kind of it's an odd thing, but a lot of police officers do shave their heads, and the reason is actually very practical, right?
Yeah, I mean, it gives somebody something less to grab onto in a struggle. And, you know, it's in the uniforms. People wonder, why do you have your uniform so tight? And that's why. So there's less to grab onto during a struggle. So, yeah, there's many reasons why folks do it. But a lot of it has to do with age. You know, it comes to a point to where you're tired of fighting it and you just shave it all off.
Yeah, it's simpler and it's easier to maintain. And it's, like you say, one less thing that you can get grabbed on during a fight. I mean, a ponytail is not an advantage when you're trying to grapple with somebody. I did want to, you know, something interesting with the chief that I wanted to mention. I had the socialists have been showing up at city council protesting the flock cameras, you know, the license plate readers. And I have said, and even the chief has mentioned, that it sounds like they're talking out of their talking points. Well, the chief then spoke and explained a lot of things and answered a lot of objections. And my thought was, okay, we're going to find out whether these are, you know, members of the community and really serious, if they engage with what he said, or if they just revert to their talking points. And I want to play a clip for you because I know both as a PPD and also as a communications person, you're going to appreciate this, and I want you to talk about it a little bit. But this was Lucas Pallone at the most recent city council meeting.
I want to address some of the comments Chief Winstrom made at the last meeting. Now, the chief has mentioned there's a draft policy that will be coming out on the PPD website about how the flock cameras are used and audited. We've been told searches will only be allowed if they're part of an investigation and have a case number attached. This is a step in the right direction. I don't want to discredit that. I think it's a good move. But I'm afraid that even with that policy in place, it won't be secure.
Now, first thing, I assume the policy is still in craft stage. Is that right, Mike? We're not done yet with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But the thing that I thought was interesting about this is, to me, this is an example of sort of community policing because there was a controversy. The chief went to the city council, he addressed their concerns, and now he's invited and created a conversation. And both as a cop and as a communications expert, I thought you would appreciate the like, I want to give credit to them for advancing the conversation and continuing to talk about this, and credit to him for doing the same thing. But communication is always better. Don't silence is the worst communication strategy. I wanted to give you a chance to talk about that because I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, that's absolutely it. You know, we could go and say, these things are coming, get used to it and just be quiet. That's not how we want to approach this. It's new to the community, and we want everybody to understand how we plan on addressing these privacy issues. And Chief Winstrom has been through this before. He has a plan. We're not going to just throw this out there and hope it works. It's going to be something that's well thought out, something that we're more prepared than ever to have audited. And to show that we're not just arbitrarily looking at people's license plate for no reason at all. Each tag that's run will have a case number or a CAD number attached to it, which means that there is something going on with that vehicle. It's not just something that we want to go after somebody's car just for the heck of it, and that will be caught in an audit. So we appreciate the questions, and the chief is going to, as time goes on, address each and every one of these concerns, and we're hoping that everybody will be as comfortable with this as they possibly can moving forward. And a lot of times when you're not real sure how a department is going to handle issues, that's why you're concerned. And we certainly understand that. And Chief Winstrom will be able to answer all of these questions in the near future.
And I particularly want to emphasize that to me, you and I have been talking for so many years. And I know you teach public information officers around the state at least, and you teach communication strategy. And you know, the number one mistake that not just cops, but any entity makes is silence. You know, you if you say nothing, the worst things will get said about you, and that's what will circulate. And you have to speak into that crisis. And the only thing that's almost as bad as saying nothing is saying some corporate speak nonsense that doesn't carry any content either. And that's not an answer either. And again, I just thought you as a communications professional would appreciate that. And, you know, that fits with everything that you've always taught and trained and modeled.
Yeah, you're not fooling anybody when you do that. When you with the corporate speak, they've heard that before. That, you know, you can look at it. You can tell when something's ChatGPT or copied off the internet. You need to talk to people. You need to really talk to people and help them understand what you're doing. And transparency is something big on with Chief Winstrom, and you're going to see a lot more of that from the PPD.
Yeah, and I love that. I mean, just, you know, think about what you think of a person who says no comment, and it's never positive. And but people, you know, talking that builds relationship, that de-escalates things, and you know, that's the idea. And anyway, that's why I wanted to bring it up because I thought you'd appreciate that. We always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know?
Yeah. So this one, I saw the old Hawaii 5-0 back in the 70s, but I remember seeing it on CSI and a lot of other cop shows. When you see the lead people in the show, the lead detectives, and it's time to serve a search warrant or go bust into a house, they are always the first ones in with no vest on. And the newer shows are getting a little bit better. They're starting to put vests on, but still no helmet. But the stars of the shows are always the first through the door, and the SWAT team is behind them. That is not how it works at all.
The female detective armed with a revolver and no vest doesn't lead the SWAT team in with their semi-automatic or automatic weapons? Really? That's not how that happens?
Yeah, neither does the crime scene unit.
Nice.
So, yeah, the SWAT team trains in this. Again, we talked about the training they're going to be going through next week. This is a highly dangerous situation that requires knowledge and training and special equipment. Those are the guys through the door first. The detectives that are in charge will most likely be across the street in their cars waiting on that building to be cleared before they enter the building. So, yeah, that's a big myth right there.
That one cracks me up because I had thought of that when I was watching a show recently. I'm like, oh, man, I'd have thought. But it hadn't raised itself up to the question I should ask you. So I'm glad you brought that up because it is so just like everything else that is portraying law enforcement is completely absurd. So well done, sir. I appreciate that one. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thanks for the time. Thanks for the information. I have one last one. You ready? This is actually the most important question of the day. And you are going to be the answer. There's a street in Pensacola.
Okay,
there's a street in Pensacola. The spelling of the street is Romana. What is the correct pronunciation of this street?
It's Romana.
Yes. All right, cool.
Just like, you know, Texar and Cervantes. I mean, there's all, you know, when you're new to the city and I came in from out of town, I got all of that wrong and I was quickly corrected and I've never forgotten it. So, yeah, it's Romana.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Mike, Mike, as always, thank you for the time and for solving all the mysteries of the world. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
7:53 on News Radio 92.3. Yeah. I'm Andrew
McKay. Do you feel...
I'm so vindicated.
Yes.
So vindicated.
That's the big word I was looking for.
Take that, Jeff Wayne. Our sales manager, who's like 53rd generation Pensacola, and he's like, it's Romana. I'm like, it's not. He's like, who lived here longer? I'm like, you, by decades.
But.
And that makes it even worse.
Is your house your dream home? Or at least, is it on the way there? Maybe it's time for a change. Maybe all you really need to turn your house into your dream home is an appliance upgrade. When it's time for an upgrade, then it's time to visit Topps Appliance in Milton. They're locally owned and operated. They have top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, and stoves to dependable washers and dryers. Topps Appliance carries the brands you know and trust, like GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and more. Topps Appliance in Milton. They offer delivery and installation, something you won't get from the big box stores. And they have many items in stock, so you can take your new appliance the very same day. Topps Appliance. Check them out at toppsappliance.net on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street. Turning your house into your dream home. Topps Appliance.
Right now, somewhere close, your dream house is sitting there. Maybe it's got the perfect porch, a backyard made for barbecues, a kitchen built for big family meals, and it's just waiting for you to call it home. At Penair Credit Union, we make it easy to get there with great rates, flexible loans, and local lenders who know the market. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing, we're here to help. So what are you waiting for? Learn more at penair.org/homeloans. Equal housing lender.
Making a few small changes to how you use energy in your home can make a big difference. Like setting your AC. Every degree you raise it can save you up to 5% on cooling costs. With the FPL Energy Manager, you can easily monitor how much energy you're using, see which appliances use the most, and how it affects your bill. Keep more money in your pocket by making your home more energy efficient. Learn more at fpl.com/ways to save.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Something important happens.
You don't have time to wait.
Breaking news lives here.
Here.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Da Bears.
Da Bears.
If it sounds like it's from the 80s, it is. The Bears.
Only if they could see you dancing in here, because
no.
You just busted a move.
I'm always dancing, man. I'm always having a good time. Somebody just said, I truly appreciate the entertainment while learning about things going on in the city and counties. This is pretty much where I get my local news. My theory is, tell the truth, do your research, and then have fun. Because if I'm having fun, y'all will have fun, and you go to work a little bit happier and informed than you would have been otherwise. That's literally my goal every day. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. I don't know what his goal is, but that's my goal.
Whoa, easy.
Same goal, though, right?
Yes.
There you go.
Of course. Brought to you by Home Outlets. Home Outlet in Pensacola, where there's a kitchen for everyone. Quality cabinets, big savings to fit every home and budget. Not seeing any accidents to let you know about right now, but I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Seeing about a 6-minute delay in I-10 westbound as you approach 9 Mile Road. Both of those are through that construction zone, experiencing about a 6-minute delay. Also 98 westbound coming into Gulf Breeze, experiencing a 7-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You laugh too much, Andrew. Put it on my grave marker. I'll own it. Seriously, he laughed too much? I'll take that as praise. I love it. That's the best. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, they do excellent work at this. 209 homes sold last year, 4 a week on average. That's crazy. Crazy number of homes. Now, why? A lot of things, okay, a lot of reasons. But basically, they have figured out a system for selling homes that just produces results. Consistent, predictable, quick, good value results from the staging and the photographing and the listing and the pricing and the follow-up and all of that stuff. They just know how to do it. And this is up from 165 homes sold the year before. So in a market that has not really changed much, but for whatever reason, they have figured out how to do it well when other folks are, you know, struggling to make the sales. And sometimes they take over those listings, and there's all kinds of reasons. But here's what I want you to do. If you're selling your home or buying a home, just give her a call. Add her to your list. 786-3996. Talk to her and see if you don't think it makes a good sense to use her as your realtor. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Supreme Court is expected to hand down more decisions today as justices work through roughly 60 cases from this term. Still awaiting rulings are major cases involving President Trump's effort to end birthright citizenship and whether Bayer's Roundup weed killer can face lawsuits claiming it causes cancer. Federal prosecutors are seeking a 50-year prison sentence for Amy Bach, the former head of a Minnesota nonprofit tied to a $250 million pandemic fraud scheme. Prosecutors say fake meal claims were used to steal federal food aid intended for kids during COVID relief programs. She'll be sentenced Thursday in Minneapolis. And SpaceX is preparing to launch the newest version of Starship today in Texas. The massive Starship version 3 is the tallest and most powerful rocket ever built. The company says it could play a major role in future missions to the moon.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Sunday, the Veterans Memorial Park is having their event, and you're going to have a Medal of Honor winner giving the speech. That should be fantastic. I think 1 o'clock is the start time for that. And the Snowbirds have been grounded until the 2030s.
Radio 92.3.